Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Thanks for watching and listening. Today we are talking Kung Fu on the CW Season 2 with the very talented Vanessa Yao. Thank you so much for hanging out today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for seeing me today. Thank you for your time today.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the fans have been waiting for a very long time. We have Season 2, and of course, your character is just fantastic. This is a lot of fun. Let's talk about season two and what it's been like for you so far. How does it feel to have this project out for the world to see?
Like, honestly, it's surreal. We just wrapped 2 days ago of the season, and I just got home, and I don't know, it's unbelievable, like, the work that has been put in throughout the last 6 months by everyone. And looking back at it, like, the journey that the character will have to go through, like, I honestly cannot wait for everyone to see it. I'm super, super excited. The second episode just dropped yesterday, and it did really well as well. And I'm just so excited for everyone to see how Mia will blossom as the episodes go on.
Yes. Well, we've had Tai Ma on recently to talk about the season two. Mm-hmm. And of course, I just think this show is so much fun because there's a lot happening and there's a lot going on with the storyline. Mm-hmm. And of course, being mm-hmm. introduced to your character. This premiered last week. So if you haven't watched the first episode, be sure to stream it. It's available on the CW streaming app. You can check it out. It's a lot of fun. So you literally just wrapped this recently. So, like, we're getting these episodes in real time. Does it feel nice to be able to just breathe a little bit and not have to be, like, on the go constantly?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now I feel, like, more comfortable, like, watching them because the first episode had dropped while we were still on set. So I hadn't actually wrapped yet. And I was actually very anxious to watch it because I'm so critical about myself and I didn't want to see things that I didn't like about myself and then have it affect me finishing the show. But now that I'm done, like, I watched it last night. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Like, I love it. And I'm just so happy. I can't wait. Like, every week I'm like, oh my God, I just can't wait to see it all. Like, I'm just so excited.
Yeah, I think you're in good company, though, with a lot of talent who are in these shows that they don't mm-hmm. like to, like, watch themselves, especially while they're filming it as they go along. Now, mm-hmm. again, this is fantastic. When were you bit by the acting bug? What made you want to go to become a storyteller?
I feel like, well, as a kid, I was always acting, and it started with music for me. So I was playing piano from a very young age. And whenever I would perform and, like, just be in front of a piano, it was never just about the music, but it was, like, how it would start and how it would make others feel. Mm-hmm. And it was just an honor to be able to do that. And I felt like from then on, I knew that, like, I had a passion for just arts in general. And then from there, I ended up flying to Beijing and I went to a film school there, Beijing Film Academy, to do my bachelor's degree. And then from there, that's when my career really started.
Well, yeah. That's fantastic. I mean, what a way to get going, especially on such a fantastic show. Again, as I mentioned, it just has to feel amazing to have this out for people to watch. That's okay. We need to get you one of those sun visors, you know?
Right. It's
okay.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it. Well, interestingly enough, again, you've been a part of this and you've done a few other things. When you are approaching a project like this, what is sort of mm-hmm. your process to embody the character? Like, how do you get into an individual and put on their skin, especially, say, a character like this in particular?
It was a lot. Without, like, giving too much away. She's introduced to the season as someone whose mom has passed away, and she died because the character Mia had ran away from home. So to start off with, she has a lot of guilt, and then she has been secluded from like society or anyone at all. So she doesn't really know anything about anyone, and she doesn't know that there's a notion about family. She doesn't know what that's like. All she knew was her mom. And she, you know, she's very insecure. She, you know, she's always on the top of her feet. She just kind of does what she wants. So it's interesting. Like she isn't necessarily a good person or a bad person. She just does what is right for her.
Yeah, no. And I get that just from what we've seen so far. I like to ask this question. It's just for fun. Mm-hmm. There's really no right or wrong answer. Do you find parts of your own personal self in this character? Even you do. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. I mean, I feel like the way that she can be strong and vulnerable at the same time, I feel like that's definitely coming from who I am. But the things that she goes through, like, and how strong she can be despite everything she's been through, I feel like that's definitely not part of me. And I'm like trying to learn from her, because I feel like that's, every time I'm reading the script, I'm like, oh my God, like she's still okay. And like, she's able to deal with everything. Like, honestly, like I look up to her, but parts of her are definitely organic to myself. Definitely.
I love it. And I imagine too, as an actor, that really helps you relate to the character, especially if you can find pieces of yourself in that individual that you're embodying, positive things usually, unless you're like playing a bank robber or something like that. Yeah. It might be a little bit different. Right. Well, in any case, I'm really excited for people to see this again. The first episode was fantastic. Excited for what your character will be about and sort of what people can expect. It's a lot of fun, and congratulations on wrapping this project and being able to relax and breathe a little. Enjoy it before you,
you
jump on to the next thing, right? Because, hey, I mean, things happen all the time, and life is very busy. But great work on this, and again, fantastic. Vanessa Yao, thank you for joining me today on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out!
Go home.